Okay, so we're continuing Shashirim. So last week we began Pasuk Dalet. We'll review what we began last week. So Pasuk Dalet says, Mashcheini Acharecha Narutza. So Rashi learns, Mashcheini Acharecha Narutza means, Mashcheini, when you pulled me, meaning, Rashi says, when I heard from your shluchim, Moshe and Aaron, that you wanted me to come with you, I ran after you. Meaning we went into the Midbar, Beretz Lo Zerua, we followed Moshe and Aaron to become, Shashirim is the Chassan and Kala, Rabbanu Shalom and Kala Yisrael, to become married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we went to Beretz Lo Zerua. Then Heviani Hamelech Hadarav, says the pasuk, the Melech brought me into his chambers. So Rashi learns it's referring to the Anani HaKavid, brought Klal Yisrael into the Anani HaKavid and into the Chedre Torah and into the world of Torah. Now, according to Rashi, the beginning of the Shashirim is Klal Yisrael in Golus remembering the Chavivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to them. So Klal Yisrael says, Nogila b'nismechaba. That means even now that we're in Golus, I'm still rejoicing over the fact that we were able to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we were zeichet to be into the Chedre HaTorah. Nazkiroi deidecha miyayin. Will constantly remember the Yedidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, which is even more chashuv than Yayin. As we said, Yayin last week is a symbol of all Tanugei Olam Hazeh. Meisharim Ha'ebucha. And Klal Yisrael continues and says, I'll remember the love that we had between you and me, which was Meisharim, was direct. There were no mechitzas, there were no separations, there were no divisions, it was a direct ahava. That's how Rashi learns Pashuk Shah and the Pasuk. The Gra learns that every one of these words in the Psukim is referring to a different point in our history. So Mashcheini, he learns like Rashi, means that we were pulled out and we went into the Midbar, Beretz Lo Zerua. Acharecha Narutza, we'll run after you, that's talking about when Klal Yisrael went through the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Vayimaher Ha'am Vayavayru. They went quickly through the Yarden. So the Gaon says, Narutza, we're running, that's a symbol of going through the Yarden. Heviani HaMelech HaDarov is that we went into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the cheder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's called HaDarov, his cheder, Shein Chedrei HaTorah, which Rashi was Meramis to as well. However, the Gra says, Eretz Yisrael is the place of Torah, ki Iker HaTorah hu b'Eretz Yisrael. Iker HaTorah is in Eretz Yisrael, like it says, in Eicha Malka v'Sorea b'Agoyim Ein Torah. When Klal Yisrael goes down to Galus, there's a concept of Ein Torah. Shleimus HaTorah is in Eretz Yisrael. In Galus, the Torah is not the same level. Now, Nogila v'nismichaba will rejoice. That's talking about Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Harishayim, where the Shechina was Shruya and Klal Yisrael. So Memelo, there was the Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Hashras HaShechina. The next level is Nazkira Deidecha Miyayin. We'll remember your Deidecha Miyayin. Says the Gra, that's referring to Bayesheni. Bayesheni, Leichaz Roshchina, Chazal tell us. Gemara and the Yuma tells us five things were missing. One of them was Shechina. So even though there were, obviously the Shechina was there to a degree, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar points out in Parshas Vayigash, I think, that there's levels to Shechina. There's different levels to Shechina. Archaim HaKadosh also talks about it. Maybe it's Archaim and Vayigash, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar somewhere else. That talks about the concept of there's levels of Shechina. So that Shechina that there was of Shechina Gluya in the first Beis HaMikdash, we did not have in the second Beis HaMikdash. So we say, Nazkira Deidecha Miyayin. We remember the Chavivos, but it's not Nagila v'Nismecha. It's not that same rejoicing. Meisharim Ha'evucha, that is talking about Lasid Lavoi. Lasid Lavoi, Meisharim Ha'evucha, that is referring to, the Gra says, that Lasid Lavoi, even the Goyim, are going to come and love you, because it says, Lasid Lavoi, Yatu Shechem Echad Liavdecha, the whole world is going to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. It won't only be Klal Yisrael, but it's going to be even Lasid Lavoi, everyone. So this is the way the Gra is mefarish the pasuk. Each one is a different madrega. So last week, someone asked the question, what's the pshat ikar ha-tairah hi b'Eretz Yisrael? What's this concept of the ikar tairah in Eretz Yisrael? They brought up Talmud Bavli, someone brought up last week. Now, the truth is that it's not only ikar ha-tairah b'Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, numerous places in Chumash, points out that really shleimus of everything is in Eretz Yisrael. Shleimus ha-mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says we only keep mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz, sort of, as like a practice to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Shleimus of everything is really in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes. But you see clearly here, Iker HaTorah, he be'Eretz Yisrael. Iker Torah is Taka, in Eretz Yisrael. And like he says from this pasuk of Malkav Yisrael Vagoyim, Ein Torah. Now, it's not only even in Eretz Yisrael, the Gra Grada writes, in Biura HaGran Tikkunei Zohar, he writes that really, the Ikar HaTorah was in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash. When we had such Hashra'as HaShchina in the Beis HaMikdash, so then there was an unbelievable Hashra'a of Torah. He writes, the Gra writes, I heard this from Rav Ravda many times, that nowadays, he writes, Ata Einanu Mekavim Shum Dover Kodesh BaTorah. We're not able to make new Chidushim in Torah. You want to be mechadish something entire, you have to find the source for it in Chazal, in the Gemara. You can't make up your own zachen. No, you can't make go to learn a pasuk, make a new kal v'chaymer, make limudim. We can't do that anymore. Says the Gra. Uvizman beis hamikdash hayu mashkim l'toyra ukamay shekatzav Rabbi Kiva dvarim shloim miglu l'moshe Rabbeinu miglu l'Rabbi Kiva chavera. You have to understand what's pshat. That Majesh Shai Moshe knew everything, but the Majesh also Moshe was sitting in Rabbi Kivan's shir, and he didn't understand things. We said Majesh Chachma about that pshat, whatever it is, but this is what the Gra writes. V'dorish al kol kites v'kites. He says make drashas on kitesin. This, you know, there's only, I don't know how you make drashas out of a kite. I really don't know how it exactly happens. Like how you dash in a kavachimer, I guess. The Gzer Shava, I can figure out. The Binyanav, you can figure out. A kite, I don't know how it works. But somehow there's a drasha. V'zui ashkos ha-tairu. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu pouring forth tairu. Masha'in Kainatza, says the Gra over there, Malka v'sarea v'agoyim ein Torah, brings the same pasuk. Ve'ilon ol esvichei ha-rishaynim. All we have is the offshoots of the Rishaynim. Svichim are things that grow off, they grow off offshoots. So we also, any Torah we have, is only just, has to find the Shairish in the Torah. Halavai shenucha lohavim divrayim, says the Gra. Halavai, we can even understand what the Rishaynim we're talking about. He's talking about the Tanaim, yeah. He's talking about the Tanaim, yeah. So that is the Gra. Numerous places the Gra talks about this. So there's this concept. Now, at the same time, there's Alpi the Mekubalim. Rav Evda has a whole shtickle about this, and then the Megillas Esther, Kimu v'Kiblu. The idea, and it's really based on the Leshem, Rav Yashiv Zichron and Levracha, under Rav Yashiv Zayda, the Leshem has a long piece where he quotes Seichalus, which is whatever that is, a Kabbalist stuff, and he has a whole thing over there that in Bayesheni there was this unbelievable Shefa of Torah. That's really all of our Torah Shebal Peh from the Tanaim in that time, and it was a Shefa. The Netziv, I'll say the Netziv in a moment, but the Netziv also has a Mahalach a few times in Chumash in Harkav Dover than in Bayesheni. Rishayim, they were mostly Isaac and Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbat Peh. Things were shvachened up. There's the other Mahalach as well over there. So there was a Shefa, and it came from the Kimu V'Kiblu of Purim. That's where the Shefa came in by Yesheni. Because Makabal the Torah Ba'ava, it opened up. The Leshem talked about over there why you find Amiroim and Tanoim, they were able to do Moipsim and Mimachayimasim, and almost this spall from it, and all different types of things. It's a long piece over there. It's like 8 pages. He quotes the whole thing, and it just shows, and he says, the Leshem writes over there, the idea was, because of the Shefa of Torah Shebal Peh, Mamish gave them a shlita over the Bria. So it wasn't anything they were to fall from. It was, this is who they were. But Doris HaKadmaina before that, it was big Chedushim things that they were doing. Even though usually say Doris, later Doris, are Shvacher than the earlier Doris. But in this Nekuda, they had such a Shefa of Torah Shebal Peh in Bayesheni, and if you think about it, really, I mean, I think the Rabbi Benis and Eibschitz in Yaris Dvash also talks about this. The Shefa of Torah and Bayesheni is really was a preparation for our Golus. because in Golas Babel, in 70 years, we almost were destroyed by Yisrael. And he really writes that, by Yisheini, we were never really misak in the Chataim from Bayis Rishon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew if we'd go any longer, we'd end the Kol Yisrael, Piderach HaTeva. So we needed a Bayis Sheini to have an opportunity for Teresh Baal Peh, then to give us the Kayak to make it through the Golas that we're in. So this is the idea of Malkav HaTarev HaGayim Ein Torah. So someone asked last week, okay, but what happened to Lamaisa Talmud Bavli? Lamaisa Talmud Bavli was in Bavel, we passed by Talmud Bavli over the Yerushalmi, right? The cash is not, you know, I'm saying it's not a bumper kasha, but once the person brought it up, I just did a little to remind ourselves, Taka, what's the pshat we passing like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi? What's the pshat we passing like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi? So, first of all, it's good to know anyways, the Yerushalmi is not really Yerushalmi. I saw a Taka brought down, history, the Yidden weren't even allowed in Yerushalayim at the time the Talmud Yerushalmi was written. It was really written in all the rest of Eretz Yisrael. They had been exiled from Yerushalayim. I don't remember all the details. But why do you have a Talmud Bavli? So just to point out, the Riff writes, the reason we go with Talmud Bavli is because Talmud Bavli was Basra. And they knew what was going, they saw the Yerushalmi, and still with their Hashara Zamirayim, were able to paskin, so therefore you go with the Basra. We know there's a concept, you go with the Basra up to a certain Tkufa, right? There's a concept of going to the Basra because they thought, we don't say, we're the Basra now, so we override the Rishayim, right? And then the Basra ends as well. But there's a concept that there's a Basra. The Darius HaRishayim writes, Sefer Darius HaRishayim brings to Rav Shvira Gaon and Rav Hai Gaon that says that in Eretz Yisrael there were a lot of Gzeiros at the time, and really Talmud Yerushalmi was never finished Bishlei Musay, and therefore the Pesachim in Talmud Yerushalmi is Lav Dafka what they really wanted to get to Pesach Halacha L'Maisa. So it sort of got stopped in the middle. So therefore we can't be Soymech on it, so the Talmud Bavli were Soymech on, because that was able, Ravina Ravashi came to Chasima and a Nimnu V'Gomru on it. Now the Nesiv, Chesak and Nesiv, Geshmak and Nesiv, in Hemek Dover, by the Luchos, he says in Chesant Zach, because the truth is, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that writes that Talmud Bavli is because it's Bolo. It has everything in it. It has a Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara in it. In fact, right, there's a Chiyuv, the Gemara says, to learn every day Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Right? So the Gemara asks, so how are we Mekayim such a thing? So we learn Talmud Bavli. Sir Berchfeld recently, I think he might have been writing about it in Torah Tavla, I don't follow it exactly, but every once in a while I go through the sugyas together with him. So he was saying that L'chaira, if that's what we're Saimakan, is there any, first of all, that's a whole Shaila, that obligation to learn a third and a third and a third every day, Mikra, is that a real Chiyav Minatayra? Is that an Eitzah Taiva? Like, what is that Chiyav? The Reis of the Rabbana? What is it? Okay, that's a Shmuz B'fnei Atzmai. I think he wrote about it. But on the side that it's an Inyan, whatever the Inyan is, so we say we Yaitse by learning Talmud Bavli. If you say Karbonis in the morning, so the Chari Yaitse with Karbonis, because you say Psukim and you say Ezim Kaim Rabbi. That was part of that takana, that you should learn that and should be a kiyum of those things. But what happens if a person comes? So we have a Gemara. So he says, let's say you have a Gemara, Yesh Bigdi Yesh Neichelin. You have a Gemara, there's no Mishnayis, very few Psukim. All you have is Gemara. Not every page of Talmud Bavli has Mishnah, Psukim, and Gemara. So is there any Indian, if a person is paying attention to his Daf Yomi and he sees today there were no Psukim on the page or no Mishnayis, to go learn a Mishnah, go learn a Pasuk? So he came out to Taki Lefi Meni, there would be such an Inyan to do it. But that's the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin says, it's Bolo from everything. Talmud Bavli is Bolo from everything. So it sounds like there's a Mila to Talmud Bavli over Talmud Yerushalmi. The truth is, in Talmud Yerushalmi, there's less pilpul. It's very much straight. There's a kasha, if you terutzim, and it moves on. A lot of less pilpul, that's where the blatter are much shorter. Everything's much shorter in Talmud Yerushalmi. But Talmud Bavli is more Bolo of everything. But the same Gemara then says, B'machshakim Hashivani over there, that it says from Eicha that you put me in a dark place. So the Gemara says, is that Talmud Bavli? And Rashi says, because hard to understand Talmud Bavli. So on one hand, it sounds like there's a Maila to Talmud Bavli. On the other hand, it sounds like there's a Chsar in the Talmud Bavli. It's hard to understand. It's Machshakim, it's a Makam Choshech. Sounds like from the Gemara. So the Mefarshim are busy trying to be Miyashiv the two. So the Netziv just says a very Geshmak of Pshat here. The Netziv says, we know there's Luchas Rishayim. And this is in his Luchashnias. So he says, Luchas Rishinus, he says the Kedusha was far greater than the Luchashnias, that we know. He says, but with Luchas Rishinus, there was no pilpul atayra. Everything was just there. With Luchas Shnias, when it was broken, so there became the concept of Amelus Batayra. And there became the concept of Hayraya de Svara, Dimoy Milsa la Milsa. So there's Yigiyas Batayra that came with the Luchas Shnias. So he says the same thing was the two Talmudim. Talmud Yerushalmi Avad the Kedushasi Rabba Mehabavli. The Kedusha is greater because it's made by earlier Amirayim, he writes. Earlier Amirayim had a greater Kedusha, and the way we're saying with an Eretz Yisrael as well, it should have a greater Kedusha. He says himself, V'gam ki Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Hayamayel. He brings Kedusha Eretz Yisrael as well. Mikamakam hare yadanu dekeach Talmud Bavli mechubin Merishami l'maisa, but we go with the Talmud Bavli as a mile over it. And even though it says in Sanhedrin, and it's a mistake, it says Dachov Zayin, it should be Dachov Dalet, B'makshakim hashivani ze Talmud Bavli, mikamakam ein lignai chas v'shalom. That's not what it means, because making a gnai Talmud Bavli is in the dark of Babel. Elokoyach han he learned the opposite. Talmud Bavli has the kayak through Yigiyas Atayra, Pilpul Atayra, to light up the dark Bavel. That's the kayak. The Chutzlar She'en Bo'or Eretz HaKodesh doesn't have the Or of Eretz Yisrael to it. The Lulei Kayak HaTalmud Bavli Liganu La'or Ha'isham. If not for this Talmud Bavli, we wouldn't have been able to learn in Chutzlaretz. So they says, Umeyein Zeb Vechina El Yoyno Hevgub and Luchas Rishaynus Lachrayinus. That's the difference between Luchas Rishaynus and the Luchas Lachrayinus. So that's the way the Netziv says Pshat over here. Now, gratitude the Ba'alma, it's interesting because the Rambam, the Gra writes this, Mashchachman writes it as well. The Gra writes in Arachayim Reish Lamed Hey. Reish Lamed Hey, the Gra writes, the whole Shail over there, and I don't remember which halacha it's referring to over there, but the Gra writes, he brings a whole different thing. The Machlaikas, it's a real long Gra there, and not a real long, but longer than the rest of them. He brings Machlaikas in Bavli and Yerushalmi and Harapaskin in a certain halacha over there, and then he writes at the end, the Rambam not the Acharei Yerushalmi. But the Rambam went with the Yerushalmi. Rather than Meshech Chachma, I don't know, he says it over here, they bring it up as a shtickle klal. Yeah, they bring it. And the Meshech Chachma got the beginning of Vayikra has a whole shtickle Torah also to be Masber Sifri, and then he writes Shver and Rambam, and he writes he says that different people try to answer, and then he says Rambam Kedarka Ilahafis Achare HaYerushalmi, that the Rambam went after Yerushalmi. So there was a Psisidah Zepsamay on the Psak Yerushalmi. Mazayda Zechrein Lerachar of Kreisworth, he met the Ragachover once when the Ragachover was traveling on a train through Poland to go to Vienna for medical reasons. So Mazayda heard that he was coming on the train, so they borrowed some money, and he figured to hop on the train and he'll ride till the border. He couldn't go through the over the border. So the Ragachov was fearing Shir over there on the train, and he was saying up to Shir and Hilchos Avodim. And he says, it's interesting, Medeza describes it, when you look at the Ragachover, you know, it looks like he spit out Mar Makaymas. You know, that's all the Ragachover is. Tons of Mar Makaymas, right? All different types of things. Famous story, they said. Someone once sent him a Shaila, and he sent back a whole paragraph of Mar Makaymas. I couldn't figure it out. So he went to someone. Someone looked through his mazda to them. They're all Mar Makaymas about Ami Haaretz. So that was his answer to your question. The Amarat's a bigger question. It's all Mar Makaymas Ami Haaretz. So, but Medeza to describe when he was saying Shekhot Torah, it was slow, it was clear, it wasn't like you'd think this genius rattling off the way he wrote, so like you wouldn't understand the word he said. Okay, so he said over up to the Rambam and Hilchos Avodim, and the Rambam says that Pilegesh, you could be Miyai, there's Yud by a Pilegesh. So they all ask on the Rambam, Lecharetz Kenegi, the Gemara on Kedusha, and the Gemara says no Yud on Pilegesh. So but Yerushalmi, there's a Mandom in Yerushalmi that says there is Yud. So my day there was a young Bacher then, I don't even know how old he was then, but he was a teenager at the time, and he says everyone was around, everyone was afraid to submission to the Ragachover Shir. He says, well, am I the Yaldus Haisabi? And I told him, actually, the Rambam gave it to Yerushalmi. That's what he said. Just like that. The Ragachover chapped right away, what he was saying, and he said up the Polish word Jutkis or something, which means Shtusim. So, it means Shtusim. And the Ragachover said, why would the Rambam ignore all the Sugis in Bavli and go with Yerushalmi? That's what he said. And then he said his own pshat and what the Rambam meant. But Lamaisa, it was a chiddush to me, because I said, I once told my shvera, I said, let's have a Meshachachman, the Gra, you do find it the Rambam. I don't know if you have to go in each situation, see how many Bavlis he ignores. But in this Gra, Grad, it is Beferish, that there was Machlaikson in the Bavlis. Okay, Kacha, so you see there is that Pesah, that's the Malka Vesareh, Bagoyim Ein Tayra. Now, fine, so now let's go a little bit more here in the Gra, in Shir HaShirim. So we said that these different kufas. Okay. Now, the Gra continues here and he says, now, he's going to wrap up the first, we finished four psukim here in Shir HaShirim. He's going to wrap up the four psukim. And he says, these four psukim are keneged dalet zmanim the Klal Yisrael had. The first pasuk, Shir HaShirim, is keneged Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael sang Shira. They sang Shira, the Pasuk says, Ashir Yilochem Kolu Iskadesh Chog. And this is Yerushalmi Psachim. The Yerushalmi Psachim says that the night of Makkas Bechairis, that Parai's voice, Nitan Koyach Bekoilo Shal Parai, Vayakoilo Mahalach Bechol Aretz Mitzrayim, what did he say, says Yerushalmi? Kumu Tzu'umi Teichami. Parai had this loudspeaker, automatic loudspeaker of a voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and he said, and everybody in Mitzrayim heard, get out. Parai said this. In the past you were my servants. This is what Parai said. Says the Yerushalmi, Kla Yisrael said the first mizmor of Hallel, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. What does Avdei Hashem mean? V'loy Avdei Parai. They said Shira. When we say that Hallel, that first Halleluka in Hallel, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, you're supposed to think to yourself, Avdei Hashem, V'loy Avdei Parai. We're Avdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Shira that Kla Yisrael said the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the first pasuk. Okay? That is Keneged Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's Keneged Pesach, says the Gra. Zeon Eim Neged Dalet Regalim, that's Keneged Pesach. The second pasuk, Yishokeinim in Ashikos Piu, we explain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissing us in Ashikos Piu, that was Matan Torah. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talked about the Aseres HaDibrois, all of those things, that's Matan Torah, Keneged Shavuos. The third pasuk, which is the Reach Shmanecha Toivim, which we mentioned then, as I mentioned then, that one shot of the Gra refers to in the Beis HaMikdash or into the Mishkan, talking about the different Shmonim, the Shemin Amar, Shemin HaMishcha. We didn't elaborate on that shot because we went into a different shot of Torah Sheva Zav and Torah Sheva Alpeh, but the reason I said it was because it's Negei here. Because the third pasuk of L'Reach Shmanecha Toivim that was referring to the Mishkan, here he's referring to Binyan HaMishkan, and the Reach, the Shmek, the smell, we said there's a difference between taste and smell. Taste is personal. Smell, you could be from a distance. So the Umas HaOilam have a Shaychus in a Mishkan as well, says the Gra. Why? Because there's Ayin Parim that we bring for them on Sukkot. So they have a Shaychus, they're Nene from it, but it's not like us, we're in there, we have that taste. It's a Reach. So that's Keneged Sukkot. Keneged Sukkis, and this is the famous Gra. Chuzecher lehekev anani akavid. Sukkis is keneged anani akavid. Shehayatoli bevinyan hamishkan. Anani akavid, we're toli in the binyan hamishkan. Says the Gra, what am I talking about? Uvezem miturits. Here it says the Gra, I'm answering a question. The Rishayim all asked, why do we make Sukkis in Tishrei? L'chayra Sukkis is keneged anani akavid. We got the anani akavid in Nisan when we left Mitzrayim. Why are we making Sukkis in Tishrei? So we know the famous Torah that says, because it wouldn't be nicker we're doing the mitzvah of Sukkah. Everybody's going out to their gazebos and their huts. So in the rainy season, it's nicker the mitzvah. But that doesn't that answers Tishrei. Doesn't answer Tezvav. Why Tezvav Tishrei? Okay, so we once said here a shir about it, and there's the Yosef Lekach and Megillas Esther answers that question. And the Yosef Lekach says that really all Yom Tovim of Klal Yisrael are always on Tezvav, because it's a full moon. And that's why Sukkot is on Tezvav, and really Purim would have been Tezvav, he says, if not for the fact that there had to be 2 days of Purim. He says if there'd be only one day of Purim, it wouldn't have been Yadav, wouldn't Tezvav. Because Tezvav, even though we rested on Yadalit, Tezvav or Yom Tovim, all Yom Tovim. Once we had to split it, he learns in a Gevar Geshmak into the Psukim and Megillas Esther. So, but the Gra comes along and says, well, Shavuot's not, because that you have 49 days, you have no bread. He says, Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, he says them all. Everything, if you don't have when you have a choice, it's Tezva. So he says, Zok the Gra, because you're right, in Nisan was Tchilas Hekev Anonim. But once Klai Yisrael made the Egel, Nistalku Anonim, says the Gra, the Anonim HaKavid went away. It's really a targum in the end of Perek Beis of Sheashir Matshe Yafuach Hayoim V'nosu HaTzilolim. It was a hot day, that was the day of the Egel, V'nosu HaTzilolim, the clouds ran away. That's referring to Nistalku Anonim. Now this is also a big tumult in the Achroinim where the Anonim HaKavid there the whole time. There at least one Anon there. It's a big tome of what this gra means, but that's what he says. Something left. So when did they come back? They only came back when we started making the Mishkan. When we started building the Mishkan, they came back. Now when did we start building the Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur. The next day, Machras Yom Kippur, Vayakel Moshe, he commanded us, Al Melechas HaMishkan, that was Yod Aleph. It says, Vehem Heviu Baboiker Baboiker, that's 2 days already, so Yod Beis and Yod Gimel. Yod Dalet, there's steers in the Gra. Here he says, they made a cheshbin, Natzel Chacham Lev, Mimoshe Zadov, Beminyon U'Mishkal. The pasuk says they made a cheshbin. Uvetezvav, Hitzchilu La'aseh. They started building on Tezvav. V'oz Chazra Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod came back. V'lechein on Uvoisim Sukkos B'Tezvav B'Tishrei, because we're not celebrating the original Anani HaKavod. We're celebrating the Anani HaKavod that came back. That's Tali in Binyan HaMishkan. So the third pasuk, L'Reash Menach HaTayvim, which is the Mishkan, that's Zecher to the Anani HaKavod, which is the Yontif of Sukkos. Question is, if it was Sukkot, how they start building the Mishkan? So it's a couple of terus. And one terus is, they bring down, I think the Rivash, the Chuvas, the Rivash says, they didn't get the Tzivui of Shvisas HaMayadais until after HaKamas HaMishkan. So there was no Yom Tov Taka. The Ben Aryeh, in the back of the tour, he brings the Gra, and he says that they only did malachas that were mutter with the din of mitaych. So certain malachas are mutter and yantz, that they're only taka used malachas of mitaych. Okay, kacha. So that is that. And our pasuk, Mashcheini acharecha narutza, that is referring to coming into Eretz Yisrael, like we said, she'oz nishlam hakol. It was nishlam hakol. And that, says the Gra is referring to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, Shuli Yisrael Levadai. It's only us. Haviyani HaMelech Hadarov, that's referring to the highest Madrega. So it's interesting, because the highest Madrega is Eretz Yisrael, and the highest Madrega is Shmini Atzeres. So those are the four Zmanim here, in these four Psukim, that the Gra here is learning and referring to. Let me just see if there's anything else here that I wanted to say on this pasuk. I think that is it. Okay, so that is how that. Now, what's going to happen now is this first four, even the Firashi, these first four psukim were Klai Yisrael reminiscing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in Pasuk Hey, we'll start this next week, Klai Yisrael is going to turn to the Umas HaOilam and talk to them about who we are, what we are, and what's going on with us. We're taking a little bit of a turn in who we're talking to and what we're talking about. So these four psukim are Shlemus B'fnei Atzma. The Gra says that in numerous places. Because that Torah we want to get back with Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, very good. Thanks very much. Yeah, the Gra says in numerous places. Yes.